Good day, and welcome to the Westman College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westman.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gale Beebe. Please go ahead, sir.
Laura, thank you. And Westman, it's great to be with you tonight. Thank you for joining us again. It's been a very active week as we've wrapped up the regular semester. Had spring sing on Saturday night, and then everybody's deep into finals this week and just really pushing ahead, just making the most of the circumstances that we face. And I just so appreciated the creativity that went into spring sing. Just Pam and I totally enjoyed watching it Saturday night at home. Want to especially thank Alex Cameron and Brad Elliott for producing Spring Sing, and then Rebecca Boa and Lizzie Green for being the co-directors of it. Thanks so much. I believe the 59th year in a row, and it was just great to keep that tradition alive. Many of you know that the Stay Well at Home order, as our governor calls it, has been extended to May 31, so we continue to practice all of the safety regulations and social distancing that's required. If you come to campus, there are guidance protocols at the entrance to campus and around the buildings, and so be sure to comply with those. We are open for visits to campus, but when you come, you just have to use great caution, practice safety, and let us know that you're here. There's notes on the fronts of the doors to each building giving you indication or information on how to contact people inside so that we don't have just any unnecessary calamities. But if you need to come, if you are on your way to retrieve your belongings, whatever the case may be sure to let us know. Questions continue to come in about returning library books. Really want to encourage you to do that. If you return them by May 4th, there'll be no library fines, and so we hope that you'll just do your best to get them sent in. Be sure to use the 955 La Paz Road address. That's apparently some have mailed them back and not used the correct address, and so the neighbors have had to carry books back to campus, and we just appreciate it if they got here on their own. Now, we are very excited. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I'll say a little. We have a very exciting event planned for you on Saturday, and obviously this is going to be an incredible day of celebration for the class of 2020. In honor of them, we've put together a great event. We want to encourage you to watch your email for the announcement. It'll be Saturday night, 6 to 6:45 p.m., and I'm going to get swatted if I say more, so just stay tuned. The Westmont Stolen Graduation Packages, the Alumni Office is in the process of mailing these out to you, along with some other, we hope, surprises, things that we hope will humor and delight you. We don't know when your package will arrive for sure, but the biggest thing is we're mailing it to the address that we have on record, and so we're trusting that the address we have for you is, in fact, the accurate one. If for any reason you're concerned about it or you know it to be different, please email us at alumni@westmont.edu where this is being handled. The cap and gown will not be mailed to you because as we receive these, we are hanging on to these. We're planning an on-campus commencement exercise, and as soon as we can get that scheduled, we want to be able to have those here and available to you as you return to campus. We're really asking all of our Westmont family, the whole network of alums and affiliated individuals, to just give our 2020 graduates a little extra hand up. They just need opportunities. It's a very difficult hiring environment. We realize with 26 million plus people filing for unemployment over the last few weeks, it's just been hard across the country. But if you're hiring or you know people who are hiring, please let us know. We're really going to work hard to make a match between our graduates, roughly 320, and opportunities so that they can have the kind of Westmont experience that every other class is accustomed to experience. We average over 96% placement within the first 6 months of either a graduate program of their choosing, or a job, one of the top three job choices of their choosing. And this is obviously just an incredibly adverse time, but we're still hoping the Westmont family will come through for us. Conferences on campus for this summer. We continue to get inquiries about that. Everything is really on a week-to-week evaluation. Obviously, with the governor extending the stay-at-home order, nothing will happen before June. In all likelihood, it's going to take us at least a few weeks, if not an entire month, to get open up once the governor does allow us to populate. Any conferences that are held this summer will have to practice all of the protocols, the social distancing and whatnot that is being mandated and is just strictly for our safety. And so we've got a lot to get done, and we're not sure when we'll be able to start on it. Food service through the Dining Commons will end this coming Monday, May 4th. All students on campus need to either return home or move to their summer housing plans that they've arranged. And we just really encourage you to comply with this so it doesn't create any hardship. Now, questions, not surprisingly, a ton of questions have come in about this coming fall. And it is our full intention to open on time. The first-year freshmen come back on August 27th. We do just this amazing orientation. I actually meet each family as they drive onto campus at the start of orientation. We get you settled in. You go through a lot of programming, just some amazing experiences. We're going to do it all according to protocol. We'll be doing the social distancing. We can still do the special Westmont events and comply with all the regulations. If for any reason those plans are forced to change, we will be communicating with you. We're going to communicate with you regularly, weekly, throughout the summer. We intend to stay close to you, and so if you have questions in those areas, continue to ask them. We'll continue to do our best to answer them. If for any reason it looks like we can start the year, but it would be to our advantage to start just slightly later, we'll make that adjustment. For example, just today, this wonderful article came out noting the Jenner Institute in Oxford, England, that they think has real promise for a vaccine that could be to market as early as September. They said they have potential to produce up to 2 million viable vaccinations this September. That's obviously not enough to even begin vaccinating England, let alone the rest of the world. But it is so hopeful. And if we thought that there was a ramp up that would permit us to have an incredibly different and positive experience if we delayed just a few weeks, we're going to be watching that very closely. But plan to come. If you're a first-year freshman, come August 27th. All of us will start on August 31, and we're just going to have to do the fall semester in a very different way, but a way that allows us to all be together as a learning community. I just want to pause here and just emphasize the benefit that we have. We keep hearing all of these huge public colleges and universities that are, you know, just can't even begin to imagine how they would be able to be together. And so they've already made plans to be online for the fall. That's coloring some of your perceptions that we might have to be online for the fall. We are the perfect size. We are the perfect size to execute the protocols that are being required. We're going to put together all of the testing that's available. We're going to be looking at what the best treatment is. We recognize we're going to have to do the contact tracing. Even got a question today about what would that look like and would we know about it. We'll go into that. We haven't had the time to develop our full protocol. As soon as we get out of the semester at the end of this week, we have our board meeting on Friday, a remote virtual board meeting. And then beginning next week, we are turning full bore to our plans for fall, what it will take to be open. We're going to be thinking through the people of Westmont, the students, the faculty, the staff, the administrators, the families, the alums, anybody who has a tie to campus, anybody who comes to campus. We're going to have to look at what size gatherings are allowed, inside and outside. That's going to totally influence our planning, but it's not going to deter us. It's just going to influence how we have to plan. The size of classes that we're permitted to have. How often we'll have to clean the classrooms. Whether or not we can actually even do back-to-back classrooms, or if they'll have to have downtime to be cleaned. These are all things to be determined. I know that we have the expertise to do it, and the expertise that we don't have, we'll go out and hire. We also are going to have to be innovative with the resident life. We're going to be doing a variety of things to provide the full opportunity to house our students, but to do it in ways that meet with the government protocols. Chapel. We're already talking very seriously about the ways in which we'll innovate with chapel until we can all be back in the gym together. Here's what I think will happen. I think we're going to learn new ways of being together as a community, that we'll, some of which we'll really like. And we never would have found this out or experimented if we wouldn't have had this opportunity. The other night, Bill Gates was asked if he saw any permanent changes coming, and he said, I think business travel is going to change permanently because we've realized we don't need to put our health at risk just to be at meetings. And boy, I can see us doing a hybrid model where some of it has to be face-to-face, some of it can be done virtually, and we'll begin to figure that out. The same is going to be true of chapel. Some of it can be done virtually, some of it needs to be done face-to-face, and it's just going to give us opportunities to innovate. We're going to have to figure out how we'll do special types of learning. The biggest question that's come in is, how are we going to handle labs? We're going to be working on that. Our scientists are going to be working on that. They are the experts at this. They not only put together, you know, a premier science program, they will know how to innovate so that you still go through the learning process and benefit from it, but do so in a way that's safe for you and safe for the entire student population that's also studying in that lab. We're going to protect our vulnerable populations. That includes faculty and staff who are over 60. That's just the benefit of being in a full community. We recognize that this is going to put some restrictions on the student population, but it should. This is when we actually get to live for others. And just a hallmark of a Westmonter is the capacity to think rigorously across all the disciplines of life, but also to commit our life to living in service to others, and this will just be part of the learning of that. We're going to have to do a lot of screening, and we just anticipate the discipline that will come with that. We've got to determine the way we'll do that. Dr. Hernandez, our campus physician, will help spearhead that process for us. Edie and her team in student life will help roll that out. Cleaning and hygiene, personal protective equipment, travel and transportation, athletics. I mean, there's just so many issues that are enumerated. Next week when we come back on, we'll have been thinking about this for 2 days, and so we'll have more details, not specificity per se, but certainly we'll have the bulk of the categories in which we're going to think. But they'll largely be around the specialties or the responsibilities of our five members of the executive team. Mark, our provost over academics, Edie, our VP of Student Life over Student Life, Irene, our VP of Enrollment Marketing and Communication over Communication, Reed, our VP of OCA and Chief Information Officer over Advancement and IT, and Doug, our VP of Finance and Chief Financial Officer over our finances. And we will, obviously I'm going to be in all these meetings. We're going to work together to both coordinate plans in those areas, but then come together to have a unified approach. And we'll communicate with you throughout the summer as we get ready to repopulate come fall. Some of the good news, I tell you, there's so many things I love about our Westmont family. One of the things you're amazing is just your generosity. And to date, we've raised $169,000 just in the COVID-19 emergency relief fund. We're going to just continue to raise money. That gives us the resources to really help us with expenses that have accrued because of this unplanned global pandemic. And then we continue to really appreciate your prayers. So please take advantage of the prayer team here at Westmont. We love getting to pray for you, and it's mutually beneficial to me when you send in a prayer request and you also tell me specific ways in which you've been praying. So thank you for that. You can send your prayers to just prayers@westmont.edu, and the Parents Council is coordinating that, and we'll be following up. The grant reimbursement update, we are really close. We're in the just about ready to realize the complete funding of the first effort. Doug anticipates we'll get news within the next 3 or 4 days when it'll be here. It should arrive, and so next Tuesday night I'll be able to roll out a clear idea of what you can, how we'll be doing it, and when you should be receiving your checks. You will receive your money by check. That's actually one of the requirements that was a part of the act, and so that'll be coming to you. Mayterm, want to update you on Mayterm. We have nearly 300 students signed up for Mayterm. I believe today we heard it's 285, and this is an all-time record for us. So it's we're just excited that. Of course, Mayterm is completely online, and we just appreciate the response. The fact that you want to continue to pursue, advance yourself during a pandemic is just remarkable, but also, I think, a great decision. The study abroad programs, we are always going to weigh what is in the best interest of our students. And so we are essentially... we have contacted all the students who are signed up for a fall semester abroad. Plans are being adjusted so that they'll have opportunity to do one in the future if their program is not going to be able to go. We realize this has created some complications in terms of registration. We want you just to persist in that. I'll come to a question later during the Q&A time about that specifically. But you, if you have not contacted your academic advisor, please do so immediately. You've got to get registered, and classes are filling up. We are going to have a challenge. It's a great challenge to have, but we are going to be bursting at the seams this fall. And so we're going to be working with each of you to be sure you have housing, and working with each of you to be sure you're slotted into a curricular program that fits you, but it could end up creating some real innovation. So far, 45% of the students who lived on campus this year have checked out. There's roughly 500 who still need to check out. And of that 500, 225 have not yet contacted us. And so we're hoping that you will do that. We need you to check out here very soon. Edie, you're leaning into this question. Why don't you add to it?
Yeah, we love that most students have communicated with us or checked out, but we really need to hear from the 225 who haven't, and we would love to hear from you by Thursday night at 5 p.m. You should be getting an email from your RD in the next 24 hours reminding you of that. But Thursday at 5 p.m. is when we need to hear from you.
And Thursday at 5 p.m. is this week. That would be yep. April 30th. Okay, here we go. Questions. From a parent of an incoming first-year student, there is a lot of information for the students. And there is the parents page. Reed, how can they get to the parents, the Westmont parents page?
If they go to the top of the nav area at westmont.edu, you'll see a link there for parents.
So just go right to the launch page of our website, up there in the right-hand corner.
The very top of westmont.edu, and you'll see the link.
Okay. Will you post a summary of Tuesday evening calls? You know, we're not going to do a summary because we actually provide the entire thing. And we just record it, we post it, and then we expect you to be a voracious consumer of data. And so this is your opportunity to listen and to discern what is the information that matters the most to you. It also will be sure that you get the highlights that matter to you rather than just those being edited out. Three, when will you make a decision about commencement's new date? I need to start making plans and arrangements to accommodate my work and family schedule. You know, we don't have a definitive date set yet. The one that you've heard me talk about, this will be tied to whether we can repopulate. If we can repopulate June 1, we may try to do something in the summer. I think that's highly unlikely. I think it's more likely that we'll probably be allowed to repopulate deeper into July, and we'll be allowed to start school this fall, at which point we will coordinate commencement in all likelihood around homecoming, which is October 16 and 17, Friday and Saturday. That is the end of the week of Fall 4 Day, and all of you who are Westmonters remember our tradition of Fall 4 Day. So Monday, Tuesday, we'll be off. We're going to try and do something special Wednesday, Thursday, then have the sessions that parents and guests to campus get to attend on Friday. We'll do baccalaureate Friday night, commencement Saturday morning with the bagpipe processional. We will social distance, assuming those orders are still in place. A lot to be determined, but if you need to go out 6 months in order to put in, I know some of you work in jobs where you actually have to sign up weeks, if not months, in advance for time off. And so I would sign up for that October 16, 17 time frame because I think that's the most likely the likely scenario. Fourth one, if commencement is tied to homecoming, will homecoming be canceled or completely altered from what it used to be? To be determined, but we believe we can do overlapping events. One of the reasons we wanted to tie it to homecoming is to just make it a spectacular experience. We feel the loss of no commencement for this class of 2020. We would love it if they not only got to celebrate, but that they felt celebrated. And so we're trying to make that, just God willing, that we can do commencement on October 17th. We want it to be spectacular, and we think tying it to homecoming will really benefit us in that way. Number five, Europe semester. You know, that's a moving target, and we realize that this has created some stress for the students who had signed up. We just want to encourage you to contact the provost office or Ken Kilstrom, who was the point person on that, if you still have questions. We know that every student has been contacted, and if you're running into trouble with registration or fall housing, we'll do our best to work with you. We realize that that does create apprehension, and we don't want to overlook that. Again, what do I love about our size? We have the size. We have the perfect size to respond to your needs, even if sometimes it takes longer than you wish it did. Will our refund be applied to our account, or will we receive a check? Your reimbursement grant will come in the form of a check, and that's actually posted almost everywhere. If the Westmont campus is allowed to populate this fall and social distancing is required, how will labs be conducted? I guess I commented on that earlier, but honestly, we've just got phenomenal scientists as our faculty. I have loved what I've learned in terms of how they've improvised during this period of having to do the labs, film them, and then the ways in which they've deployed their teaching devices. I think it's some of the most creative teaching that I've ever heard of or imagined. They're going to figure out how to give you your lab experience. There's no way for you to do advanced science without labs, so we totally understand what you're asking. We also know that we have, you know, the brilliant scientists who can pull that off, so I have confidence that there'll be a great solution. If you have any questions about retrieving your belongings, some questions still come in. Again, direct your questions to housing@westmont.edu. Let's see. I know we're all cautiously optimistic about fall classes. What about Trailhead? We're at this point, we do not think a June program for Trailhead, the three-week program, will happen. We're going to compress it into July. Now, if for any reason July doesn't happen, we're actually going to pivot, and as soon as we know the campus is reopened, we will do it in a format that fits the schedule that we can accommodate. We want to do it this year. We realize it's a unique year, and we're just going to have to stay very close to this and see what time allows. If we run out of summer to do it, we do have some thoughts about how we would do it during a school year that's in session, but hopefully we won't have to come to that. Okay, athletics, what's the plan for them? We are going to follow whatever the biggest, most advanced area of athletics is, will set the tone for everybody else. In other words, professional football will set the tone for the NCAA. And the NCAA Division I will set the tone for every other level of college football. And whatever happens at college football level will happen at high school and so forth. We feel the same way about all the major sports. Basketball, if the NBA has figured out how to play and practice, then that'll trickle into D1 basketball, that'll trickle into small college basketball, that'll trickle into GSAC play. So we're really going to be following who has the most resources, who has the most money invested, and they'll be the ones who actually set the tone for when we can return to competitive athletics. There are some sports that you can almost do without, you know, when I play golf, that's a form of social distancing. But there's not a lot of sports, and I heard Governor Cuomo on one of his updates say, if you're playing basketball and you're social distancing, you're a really lousy basketball player. So I thought that was a good joke. But our goal, I love sports, I love athletics, and I love what you learn as a result of being a competitive athlete, and we want to make that experience available for you. You know, I do want to say this. Some student athletes are probably worried about, well, if we don't have a season, do I still have my scholarship? You will totally have your scholarship. We're excited to reopen our athletic programs as much as any other program. If you have a music scholarship, even if we can't sing because of the aerosol propulsion that caused this rampant outbreak in this church choir that is just an unfortunate result of not knowing enough 2 months ago, you are still going to have your music scholarship. We can't wait to sing together. We can't wait to cheer on our teams, but we've got to be safe. We've got to be smart, and the pros and the larger programs will really set the pattern for what we get to do. Now, this is a fun question from, watching an old rerun of Super Bowl 31 from 1997, there on the Green Bay sidelines is number 82 with BB on his back. Is he a relative? Okay, the truth is, according to my uncle, I've read this, you can trace all BBs in North America to five brothers who immigrated. So we're related. One thing I liked about, this is Don Beebe, used to play for the Buffalo Bills. He's now in a Green Bay Packer uniform here in 97. He used to run, or was known to have run, a 4.3 40, which meant that at best I'm a distant relative. Yeah, socially distanced from that time. Let's see. Okay, this is for, is this just for the? Yeah. Okay, prospective students, if you're on the call tonight, next Tuesday, May 5th, before this call from 4:30 to 5:15, four of us, myself and three members of the executive team, are going to be hosting a conference call to just address your questions specifically. And so those will be coming out, those announcements will be coming out, and so if you're a prospective student, pay attention to that. We're going to be doing different virtual events on Thursdays for new students, and so pay attention to your calendar on that. Okay, another question. Are parking permits and applications still going to open on May 1? Are parking permits and applications still going to open on May 1?
We'll send a follow-up email about that question because I don't know.
Follow-up email. That's the word in from Edie Schultze. And and then when will we start issuing parking tickets again? Okay, what will happen with the seniors that were not recognized in the end of the year award ceremony in chapel? Will they still receive their awards? You know, absolutely. Honestly, we're going to do our best to do everything to recover. Those are just some great events, and we want you to feel honored. Now, you worked so hard. My goodness, this... You know, I love how challenging our education is. I do think it prepares you for all that life holds, but boy, it's a killer when you don't get celebrated for how hard you worked and what you achieved. Can you clarify when all financial aid forms are due for students who are sophomores in fall 2020? You've heard May 1 or June 1. We're just encouraging you. Contact the financial aid office immediately. They open up in the morning. Sean Smith and his team are incredibly responsive. So, and if you just run into headwinds there, just keep contact us. Contact one of the members of the E team, and we'll direct you to Sean. But he's been incredibly responsive, so I'm sure he'll be good. Okay. Okay, you can call or email your questions. Here's a new phone number to call with your questions. Okay, call our switchboard, 805-565-6000. And then the email, which gets just right here immediately, questions@westmont.edu. And before we sign off, I'd like to say a word of prayer. And again, thank you for joining in. And I think next week will be a pivotal conference call as we give you information on your reimbursement grants. Let's pray. Lord, for Westmont, we are grateful. It is the common reason we're together. And as we walk through this part of our history, we're joined with an entire global community fighting a great threat to our life and our well-being, and yet doing it together. Be with us as we learn new lessons, as we gain deeper insight, and as we enjoy the richest parts of life because we've been forced to slow down and enjoy them. Help us to learn even more deliberately what it means to love one another and to serve your purposes in the world. Christ, I pray these things. Amen. God be with you.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. Stay safe. You may now disconnect.